Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey!
Happy Thursday.
It is Thursday, January the 9th, y'all. I'm a little excited because my guy from Austin, Texas, Westlake High School, Drew Brees, was on Undercover Boss last night.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's cool.
Your boy.
You know what? It was cool. And you know what? Shout out to you, man. It's like, that's your guy. You stand by him. If he didn't, you know, it's like you're not bringing up a dude that has no ties to Austin. I mean, this dude has ties with the Westlake. Westlake High School was they're just state champs.
Yes.
You were...
Yes.
Game and hanging
yes.
out. Yeah, I get it, bro. You can love you some Drew Brees. So what was he doing as Undercover Boss? What company?
Well, he is a co-owner of a sports bar called Walk-Ons, which is going to be huge. They're going to build a gazillion stores across the country.
I've been there. The street in front of the stadium in New Orleans.
Poydras.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big one. And that's actually the one that he... It's so funny because he went undercover at a sports bar across the street from the Superdome where the Saints play.
Brett Booker, you need to start a podcast just called Drew Brees, and all you do is talk about
instead of saying, oh, tell me about it, you're like, you're so stupid.
Tell me about Walk-Ons. How was it? Is he a good boss?
Here's where I love it with what Sarah's doing right here. Because Sarah is doing what some people are thinking right now. They have no interest in Drew Brees.
I don't have no interest.
No, but at least she's speaking it. And because, look, I'm going to tell you right now. If Sarah was like, oh, my God, tell me more, you would be like, stop, Sarah. You really don't care.
Tell me more.
I won't get into it, but I will tell you.
I'll get into it. We got 3 hours.
How can you disguise yourself?
If you're Drew Brees.
If you're one of the most recognized. Oh. Well, okay. All right. Let me just say this. He is without question the most recognized face in the city of New Orleans.
Yes. Okay. How do you do that?
How do you go undercover at a sports bar across the street from where you play football?
How did he do it? Tell me.
Well, it was a great disguise, I will say.
Oh.
And he did a really, really good job. But what was really funny is right before he went in, he FaceTimed with his family, and his wife answered the phone.
That's pretty funny.
First thing she said was, gross.
That's awesome.
Because he's wearing this big beard and long hair, and then he's going around showing all the kids his disguise. Guys, and the girl Rylan was like, I don't like that.
That is awesome. I'm gonna tell you, if I ever did Undercover Boss, or like if I was Drew, I would all day long, I would like offset or off the camera, go like to drive thrus and just see what I could get away with in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? In that disguise, like not with the cameras following me,
right.
But just like walk into like a CVS or Walgreens and like no one recognized who you are.
Well, it was cool because he worked with this kid, and it was pretty funny because he was like, and that's Drew Brees on the wall over there, you know? Oh my God. All right, I'm over you.
It's awesome.
My gosh.
Awesome.
You make me listen to your stupid Dallas Cowboys stories, but I can't even talk about an Austin.
Make me happy, bro.
No, don't even talk to me anymore. Happy story next. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
You want to hear something happy? We got it for you. There's just too much depressing news on right now. So here's a good story we think you'll love. Back in October, a woman in Maryland won $100,000 on a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Lucky.
I got to get better at that. I've got the app.
There's no getting better at it.
At
it has nothing to do with skill.
Wait, do you have an app for scratch-offs?
No, not yet.
Oh, I was like...
Not yet, but I'm sure it's coming. I have an app for the Lotto, and Powerball, Texas Lotto, and I need to buy more tickets. That's what I'm talking about.
Really?
I need to get better. Buy more.
You need to waste more money.
Well, no, you can't win if you don't buy a ticket.
There's an ex-employee here. His name is Brandon. You need to talk to him because there's a gas station by his house, and once a week he goes to this gas station, and he spends between $10 and $20 on a scratch-off, and it's a guaranteed winner every time he scratches off 200+.
Really?
I swear on my life, he showed me. I don't know what game it is. It's a Texas scratch-off, of course. But
it's a guaranteed winner?
He has won for like the past 2 months, every week, $200 or more when he spends between $10 and $20 on this worn.
Well, why doesn't he do it more often then?
I don't know. He says it's lucky. Now it's superstitious. Like you have to do it once a week. But he's won every week for like two months. I don't know the name. I got to figure it out.
All right. Man.
What skill he has.
Yeah, it's only a couple 200. It's not 100,000 like this.
Anyway, this woman who won wanted to wait until the new year to cash it in. So for several months, she didn't tell anyone except her husband and a friend she's known for about 20 years who doesn't play the lottery a lot. We don't know their names because they wanted to stay anonymous. But after the friend heard about it, she decided to buy her own lottery ticket while she was out getting champagne for New Year's.
Uh-huh.
Guess what?
Oh, no.
Her lottery ticket also hit for over 20 grand.
That's awesome.
See, Sarah, you cannot win if you do not buy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
They showed up together at lottery headquarters in Baltimore this week to claim their prizes. Best friends. And they're claiming their lottery prizes. The Maryland Lottery posted a photo of them hiding their faces behind their giant checks. I mean, it's like, with all due respect, and that
don't
is,
say it, Booker.
Well,
don't say it. People come out of the woodwork for $5,000.
Well, I understand people who win multi-millions in the Powerball, but these women wanted to stay anonymous for $20,000.
And then they're wearing, like, fake boas and stuff. Like, oh, man, that is hilarious. Good for them, man. Like, look, you can't hate on that, man. It's just awesome.
It's really funny. We'll send you the photo, which is sure to make you laugh at the story if you just text HAPPY to 51993. Thanks so much for listening. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Y'all,
what
Harry
up?
And Meghan are moving to Canada.
Really?
Canada?
They're moving to Canada?
Wait, yeah. They can't. Aren't they royalty?
They
Canada. Oh.
They are royalty, yes. They announced yesterday they're stepping back, though, as senior members of the royal family. Apparently there is a hierarchy. Yeah. Doesn't mean they're quitting or renouncing their fancy titles as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. They've just decided to, quote, carve out a progressive new role within this institution. Part of that carving becomes, and this is pretty ballsy, becoming financially independent. They're also going to split their time between the UK and Canada. Harry has a series on mental health in the works for Apple TV Plus.
What does that mean financially? I mean, obviously.
It means that they're going to make their own money.
Which is fine because they're going to be all right.
Part of that is they want to be free to interact with the media any way they see fit.
This is great.
The family currently participates in something called the Royal Rota System. It's basically a pool of British press organizations that get exclusive access to official engagements of the royal family. Harry and Meghan have not been happy with how the British media has been treating them. Harry recently complained about the way they've been trying to juice up a feud between him and his brother, Prince William. And Meghan said that the biggest thing I know is that I never thought that this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair. And that's the part that's really hard to reconcile. But no matter what happens, they say they plan to, quote, honor our duty to the Queen, the Commonwealth, and our patronages.
Good for them, I think.
There have been some great reactions on Twitter, like Harry and Meghan are resigning to spend less time with their family. And there's already a great hashtag, #Megxit.
Megxit, I love it.
Someone also congratulated her on Yoko owning the royal family.
That's awesome. This past weekend, Adele was out on the beach with Harry Styles and James Corden, which is amazing. Just alone, hanging out with them. That's an awesome crew. But if you would have walked up, you would have not recognized Adele for two reasons. Number one, if she had her back towards you, you'd see this giant tattoo on her shoulder. And I didn't know Adele had a giant tattoo on her shoulder because I've never seen skin on Adele other than her, like, face and hands.
Yeah,
she's always wearing long dresses. Yeah,
yes,
you're right.
But she's in a bikini also. And guys, Adele has, like, lost a ton of weight. I mean, she's gorgeous the way she is, but she's so unrecognizable now, and she looks even more happy than she was.
Let me clarify. It's not a bikini. It's a one piece.
Yes. Okay, sorry. Everyone's, like, freaking out. If you want to see it, you can text Adele right now to 51993. You can see her in her swimsuit, and you can also see the giant tattoo on her shoulder. It's like a bunch of flying birds. Again, it's on, like, her right shoulder. Wow. I mean, Adele, breakups, what they do for you, she's so happy and looking amazing.
Speaking of tattoos, you know who I just found? I don't know why this surprises me, but for whatever reason, I never thought of Dolly Parton as the type of woman to get tattoos.
Stop. Dolly has a tat.
Bro, multiples. Listen.
I have a few tattoos. They are not meant to be tattoos for the sake of tattoos. I'm very fair-skinned, and when I have any kind of surgery or any kind of scarring, you know, it's kind of discolors and I can't get the color. So I, when I first started getting a few little things done, I had a few little tattoos to cover up some scarring. But I'm not tattooed all over like a bike woman or anything.
A bike woman.
But I do have a few, but they're very delicate. I don't have the dark ones. They're all pastels. I have some butterflies. I have some lace and some little bows.
There you go. Dolly Parton, like Sarah, who you love so much.
Sarah, did you know that she had tats?
She's tatted
I
up.
I had no idea, but I was listening to Dolly last night when I was cooking.
She sounded so cute describing her tattoos.
Is adorable.
She's the best. So, fun fact about me, I love grocery stores. Like, it is my happy place. I will go to, like, 2 or 3 or 4 grocery stores in a week because I have specific things that I'll get at different grocery stores.
Trader Joe's is your jam, though.
Oh, my God. I love me some Trader Joe's. I love me
gross.
Some Costco.
It's awesome.
And I love me some HEB. And a new ranking has put, for the very first time, the Texas-based HEB as the number one grocer in the United States.
Really?
Yes, number one. And they're doing it based off price, quality, convenience, and speed. Number two is Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Y'all, I know Trader Joe's is big. I get it, but...
You don't get it.
I don't get
no,
it.
No, you don't.
I just don't get
well,
it at all.
You just want to open your mind. You need to go shopping with me at Trader Joe's, and I'll open... I need to throw you a Trader Joe's party.
Here's when you'll get it. When's the last time you've been in a Trader Joe's?
It hasn't been that long ago.
My wife sent me to go get, like, something there, and I went to the one in Westlake here, and I walked around. It was empty, and I went in with an open mind, and y'all, I walked out with a giant shopping cart.
Yeah. Because
it's like... I'm like, oh my gosh, they have... Oh my gosh, it's like, it's good.
I don't like the fact that it's all generic. I don't know what's good, what's not good.
Oh,
they don't
please.
Have a meat counter. They don't have a fish counter. They don't have a deli counter.
Hey, man.
I don't know. I don't like it. It's
I
not my
it.
Thing.
So Amazon is number 3, also on the list. Costco coming in at number 6. And this list actually says that if a grocery store can compete on price and quality, they are especially well-positioned to fend off the growing threat of non-traditional players, like an Amazon, which, again, came in at number 3 on this list. But shout-out number 1, HEB.
That's your jam. HEB is your jam.
HEB is definitely my jam. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are stepping back from the royal family. They're calling it hashtag Megxit. Text Adele to 51993 to see her massive body transformation. And HEB, for the first time ever, is ranked the number 1 grocer in the United States. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. I am Brad Booker, Alex Franco, Sarah Osbert. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It is a little bit warmer today. It's going to reach 73, but y'all, it's about to get red hot right now. It's time for our dirty little secret. So, oftentimes, whenever you're holding on to a dirty little secret, you know what? It can cause medical problems, and you're yearning to tell somebody. So, tell us. Get it off your chest. What is your dirty little secret? We will protect your identity. Erin, what is your dirty little secret?
Okay, so I recently hired a former police detective who is now a private investigator because I thought my husband was cheating on me.
Oh!
So there's a lot of ladies that are going to call us and ask us for that number.
Well, what was he doing?
Yeah.
Because to get to that point where you actually call somebody?
Yeah, and hire them?
I mean, yeah, it was bad. He was, like, doing all the stereotypical things, you know? Like, he was working late, or I would text him, and he wouldn't text back right away, you know? Like, hard to reach. And he went out, and he bought a whole bunch of new clothes. It's like, what's going on, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, those are all big red flags.
Yeah.
As I'm clearing out my cart at Banana Republic right now, I'm like,
How was sexy time?
I mean, honestly, like, I was taking things personally, you know, because he'd come home, he's working late, he's tired, you know, but I'd try to, like, show some love, show some affection, and he'd always, like, just want to go right to sleep. So, obviously, I was thinking, something's up, you know?
So you thought that he was having an affair.
Right.
Can I ask a question real quick? How does one find a private investigator? Do you just Google private investigator in Austin?
Lots of Googling.
They're not difficult to find, Sarah.
Yeah, true that.
Even though private is in their title, they're very public.
All right, that's funny.
Well, if you don't mind sharing with us, what did they uncover?
Well, He turns out to be totally faithful, and now I feel terrible.
He really was working late and stuff?
Yeah, he was working late, and I feel like he was working late because we're trying to plan for a family, and now I just feel really, really bad.
Wow.
I took out a chunk of money, and I'm like hoping and praying he doesn't ask about the money.
So wait, he doesn't know that you hired a private investigator to check up
secret.
On him? Oh,
no.
That's right. Oh, that makes sense now. It's all coming together. Wow.
His current record is 1,310 wins with just 117 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Sam. Sam lives in Pflugerville, where she is a nanny. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance,
Peace, Booker! Sam!
Hi.
Good morning, and thank you very much for listening. Here's the way this game is going to work. I will be leaving the room while Sarah asks you the five pop culture trivia questions that she has written. She and Alex are rooting you on in hopes that you beat me. I'll come back in and answer the same five. If you get more right, then you will beat me.
Yay.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right, Sam. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Ellen DeGeneres is trying to raise $5 million for Australian wildlife relief, and she kicked off her effort with a $100,000 donation. Which of the following actresses is not Australian? Kate Blanchett, Rose Byrne, Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
Okay. Speaking of Ellen, she has a new show called The Masked Dancer in the works. It is a play off what very popular show already on television?
The Masked Singer.
Okay. Kate Middleton is 38 years old today. Her grandma-in-law, is that what you call it?
Sounds
her
right.
Her grandma-in-law is featured as a character in what Netflix show? It's not her actual person. It's just someone portraying her.
Oh no.
What's the name of the show all about Kate Middleton's grandma-in-law? It's like in its third season.
Oh, The Crown.
Okay. There is an anticipated movie. It made the list of one of the most anticipated of 2020. Coming out January 17th, featuring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. It is off what franchise?
Bad Boys.
Okay. And finally, El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, will premiere on AMC February 16th. Who plays Walter White?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I forgot his name.
You want to pass?
Pass.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, she got four right.
She did good, man.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think if we gave her a little more time, she would have got five out of five, but time is, you know, we don't have that much time.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
all right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres is trying to raise $5 million for Australian wildfire relief, and she kicked off her efforts with a $100,000 donation. Elton John and Kylie Jenner have both thrown in $1 million, which is very cool. Which of the following actresses is not Australian? Kate Blanchett, Rose Byrne, Keira Knightley.
Oh, gosh.
I know, it's hard, right?
Yeah. Rose Byrne. Kate Blanchett. Kate Blanchett.
Incorrect. She is Australian. Keira Knightley is British.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? I always forget Kate Blanchett is. But when I Googled Australian actresses,
she is.
And I was like, she's British. Nope. Okay. Ellen, speaking of Ellen, is bringing a new show called The Masked Dancer. This is obviously a play off what very popular show currently.
Masked Singer.
Yeah.
But she does that on her show.
She does?
Yeah.
The Masked Dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When did she do that? Is that like a
long-running
thing?
It's kind of like her thing, yeah.
So now it's going to be her show, like how James Corden's thing is Carpool Karaoke, and he made a show of it.
Right.
But here's the thing. How do you do that? Because it makes sense when you hear people's voices.
Yeah, but you could tell by the way someone moves.
Stop it, really?
For big name stars or people that you feel like you know well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like if it was The Rock, do you think I'd be able to be like, oh, that's The Rock dancing?
Well, you would definitely be able to pick out his body.
Dude. Yeah. Especially if he showed tattoos.
So Kate Middleton is 38 years old today.
Yeah.
Her grandma-in-law is featured in what very popular Netflix show? It's all about her grandma-in-law. It's in its third season.
Oh, okay.
She's not like
on
it. It's, yes, that's correct. There was a list of the most anticipated movies in 2020, and on that list is a movie coming out January 17th featuring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
It's Bad Boys.
Yep. And finally, El Camino, Breaking Bad movie, will premiere on AMC February 16th.
Well, it's already been on Netflix.
Oh, well, you get to watch it if you don't have Netflix.
Oh, okay.
On AMC.
Yeah, go ahead.
On February 16th. For all the people who still pay for cable, but they're just like not into the whole streaming thing.
Gotcha,
already,
okay.
Have you seen it?
No, you know, I keep forgetting about it.
Ah.
Breaking Bad, my favorite show of all time, and I have yet to see this movie.
Mm.
Bryan Cranston's not in it, though. It's all about Aaron Paul.
Who played Walter White?
Bryan Cranston.
Yes, that's correct. 4 out of 5.
All right.
Because you got one wrong.
Man.
You still won.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you tied.
It's tied.
Tied.
But it's a win because you didn't beat me. Sam in Pflugerville, it's the best case scenario right there.
I know. I was afraid for a second.
You should have been afraid the minute I got the first question wrong.
Jeez.
I am Sam from Pflugerville, and I can't beat Booker.
All right.
I tied. You did great. You tied him.
Coming up next, it's Alex's Bad Impressions. This is always a good time because Alex thinks he's really good at impressions. We all know otherwise. Sarah's going to try to guess who he's impersonating. This is going to be fun for you to play along, too, okay? Coming up minutes from right now, only on Mix.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Earlier tonight on ABC, Jeopardy began their greatest of all time tournament.
Ooh.
Yeah, where the three biggest Jeopardy winners of all time face off against one another. And since it's ABC primetime, they changed the name from Jeopardy to Nerdish.
Oh. Get it, Sarah? You got Blackish, you got Mixish, Nerdish.
Nerdish.
Very funny.
Play on that.
Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And Alex Franco, quite some time ago, actually said to Sarah, I'm really good at impressions. And he did an impression. We laughed so hard, we're like, we got to turn this into a bit.
I won her over with Kermit the Frog.
That was your number one.
That has been his number one impression to date. Mm-hmm.
So we created a segment called Alex's Bad Impressions. And the way this works is we have a wheel of celebrities. We will spin, and whoever it lands on, Alex will impersonate them. Sarah will not be able to hear that part because she'll be in our soundproof booth, and then she will try to guess who it is that he is impersonating. So, Sarah, let's give it a start right now.
Okay, it is so cute that he tries.
It's not trying. It's knocking it out of the park, bro.
Make sure and close the door so you can't hear anything, all right? Can you hear me, Sarah?
Okay. Oh, that's good.
I think she's putting this on Instagram, too. So if you follow us on the gram.
Text social to 51993 and you can follow us.
You can watch it in real time. Follow us all. All right. You can't hear us? No? Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm confident. I don't know the theme yet, though. This will be good.
Oh, I will tell you the theme.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I just don't want to tell Sarah. The theme is Golden Globe winners.
Oh, jeez.
So all of these people on the wheel have won Golden Globes.
Okay.
From this past weekend.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Oh, okay. This will be interesting. I feel good about this. Eddie Murphy from the movie Dolomite Is My Name.
Dude.
Okay. Here it is, okay?
When I used to play this record live, it would actually faint. It would faint on the floor. I'd have to call an ambulance to pick all these up, okay? Every time I play this, in fact, they start calling the hospital in advance and tell them Rudy gonna be singing tonight. Make sure you're ready because we finna be carrying out the club.
Okay, so Alex, I have replaced the MF with people. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. All right.
To make it a little easier.
All right.
You think you got that?
I have this. Oh, yeah.
Should
I
play it one more time? Or you feel good about it? Because it's kind of a long one.
Yeah, I feel good.
Oh, you feel good?
Yeah, Eddie and I are tight.
All right, Sarah! Come on back.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all were, like, doing that forever.
Well, we had to reset up all the rules, and this is a longer clip.
And he told me the theme as well.
Yes.
Which you're going to figure out.
Sarah, what are you doing?
I'm listening.
I know, but you're taking selfies.
She's on
social. I'm Instagramming him at Mix947 Austin's Instagram so you can watch him because half the fun is his hand motion.
Or text social to 5193 and follow all of us.
Are you ready? Is everybody ready?
I got this.
Here we go.
Bad impressions. Alex's bad impressions. Alex's bad impressions.
When I used to play this record live, people would actually faint. They would faint on the floor. I have to call the ambulance, and people pick up all these people, okay? Every time I play this, in fact, they started calling the hospital in advance and tell them Rudy's going to be singing tonight. Make sure you're ready, because we'd be fitting to carry in the people out of the club. Oh, my God, that was awesome. I mean, damn, that was fire, son.
That is the best reading I've ever heard Alex do. That was fire. A lot of words.
That was fire.
A lot of words.
I see a smile on Brad Booker's face.
All right,
did
Sarah.
I knock it out of the park?
I thought it was fabulous.
Oh, great.
Fabulous.
Like,
give me chills.
Like,
it gave me chills, A-list, that performance.
Sarah. Like Mike Tyson?
Well, that was Mike Tyson in the movie what? He's only been in one movie, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. Ray Charles?
That was Mike Tyson in the movie Ray Charles.
Wow. Wait, Ray Charles is not an actor,
wow.
Sarah?
That's right.
Wow.
An actor.
Oh, my gosh.
Ray Charles is actually not even the movie. It was called Ray, I think.
And it was it Jamie Lee Foxx?
And it was Jamie Lee Foxx.
Wait, Jamie Lee Foxx? No, it's just Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, I feel bad because I should know,
Jamie
but I don't
Lee
know.
Jamie Lee Sigler.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, Sarah.
Man.
What's the movie?
Oh, gosh, you've not seen it. I can rest assured you have not seen it.
Oh, okay. Movie. Eddie Murphy.
In? Wow.
Come to the America one.
No, but yes, it is Eddie
Murphy. Yes! See? That's what's up.
What
it is
movie?
An award-winning performance in the movie Dolomite Is My Name.
Oh, I haven't watched that. It's on Netflix, right?
I haven't seen it either, but I just know that he was nominated on Sunday.
Wow.
It's on Netflix, right?
You heard Alex's impression.
I did.
Here it is.
When I used to play this record live, it would actually faint. It would faint on the floor. I'd have to call an ambulance to pick all these up, okay? Every time I played this, in fact, they start calling the hospital in advance and tell them Rudy gonna be singing tonight. Make sure you're ready, because we finna be carrying out the club.
Yes!
How about that?
Crushed it, man.
I mean, like, you did good.
Thank you.
It was cute, too, because he covered his eyes or something.
Yeah, why did you cover your eyes?
Because it's like stage fright.
Oh,
like, if I'm acting.
See,
this radio thing, I can talk on a microphone to anyone and talk forever, but when there's a camera in front of me or someone looking at me, like, I just get nervous.
One more?
Oh, duh.
Sure, okay.
Please.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, Sarah. Do this for me. You got this, sister.
Once again, these are all actors that were nominated for awards at the Golden Globes. You ready, Alex?
Yeah, please.
I don't know if you can top that one. It was so good.
I can.
Let's make it a little shorter this time.
Perfect. Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh, nice. Okay. Legendary actor actually had to be coaxed out of retirement to play in this movie.
Okay.
Joe Pesci. Pesci, yeah.
Short guy.
I think they asked him for years, and finally Bobby De Niro convinced him after like the 45th time of Joe Pesci saying no.
And it was the movie on the Netflix.
The Irishman.
Yep. Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Okay.
All right, Sarah, come on back.
Oh, wait. Don't I have to hear the clip?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wait, go back
in. I was like, I'm confident, but not that confident.
I'm sorry. Okay, here we go.
She's good.
All right. This is Joe Pesci talking to Robert De Niro in the movie The Irishman.
If you're working alone.
Oh, no, it's not.
Wear a mask.
Hold on. That's Christian Bale in the movie Batman.
I was like, Joe Pesci sounds a little different.
All right. Crap. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Hold on. All right. We're so good. All right. Here we go.
What you got to do is, you know, put a firecracker up Dorfman's ass. Fitz will get the message. He'll get the message.
Oh.
So you need a little mob tonality
to your
voice, right?
Yeah. Oh,
you
want to
hear one more time or you got it?
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. I'm that confident. Need twice.
Come on. Let's go. How you feeling?
Good.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
How are you feeling?
I mean, I feel so bad because I don't want to hurt Alex's feelings.
Never before have you gotten 2 out of 2. Never before have you gotten both of the impressions correct.
This is true.
Okay, let's see if we can do it today. Alex, you're hot.
I'm hot.
You are red hot.
Oh, man.
So here we go. It is now time, Sarah.
Bad impressions. Alex's bad impressions. Alex's bad, bad impressions.
What you gotta do is, you know, put a firecracker up Dorfman's ass. Fitz will get the message. He'll get the message.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You could be a stand-in. You could be a stand-in. That was... award-winning.
Wow. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, wow.
And you know what? Not only was that just impeccable, that was a masterclass performance.
I mean...
Sarah has actually seen this movie.
Oh, you have?
So she should get it.
Oh, she has.
All right, let's go, Osborne. What you got?
Oh, my gosh. Did you tell her the theme?
I did not.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I mean, it sounds like a big bald guy.
Oh, man.
It's like talking like a tiny person.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Is that the right?
No, not even close. Tiny person part, maybe.
Maybe a tiny person?
I don't know. Definitely not a big bald guy.
No, not a big bald guy.
Mm. Oh, man, Sarah. Oh, man.
I feel so bad, but I don't know.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
Oh,
I don't know how you didn't get it. Can you just do it one more time, Alex, please?
Yeah, do it one more time.
I mean, just do it one more time, because that was so good.
What you gotta do is, you know, put a firecracker up Dorfman's ass. Fitz will get the message. He'll get the message.
Oh, I know what he's doing. He's doing one of the gangster guys, like Joe Pesci. Or
you got it! Two for two! Oh, my God. Sarah, it just took twice to do it. And oh, my God.
Sarah, yes. Here it is.
What you gotta do is, you know, put a firecracker up Dorfman's ass. Fitz will get the message. He'll get the message.
That is the movie what, Sarah?
Irishman.
Yes!
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to take out a chunk of my Saturday and watch it.
You have seen it.
No,
you
I
said
started,
you started
watching
it,
and
yes.
fell asleep.
Oh.
Because we started watching after Thanksgiving dinner, which was a horrible mistake.
Oh, wow.
Do you see the theme there?
The theme are all Golden Globe nominees. Wow, Sarah.
Wow.
I am so proud of you.
Oh, my gosh.
And even more proud of Alex for that Golden Globe nominated performance here.
Thank you.
Absolutely incredible. Y'all, we're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for having us on.
The $1,000 What the Heck Check on Mix 94.7.
Shock. I'm going to get straight to it. Shock is what you want to text to 72881. Every hour, 20 after, we give you another shot to win a $1,000 What the Heck Check. Message data rates may apply. Just grab your phone right now and text S-H-O-C-K to 72881 for your shot at $1,000. Good luck.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
I heard that a spinoff of The Masked Singer is in the works with masked dancers. A show where people dance, but you don't know who they are. It's called Dancing with the Stars.
Throwback Thursday, and time for What Year Was It? I am about to highlight some pretty big pop culture events, all happening in one specific year in history. It is up to you to name the year. And I'm going to start off with the clue that there's no way in hell you'll get. But I thought it was so fascinating that I had to share with you. Sarah, do you know the name Lee Tamahori?
No, I do not.
I don't either. Should I?
Well, no, Sarah more so, because he is a popular film director.
Oh.
He directed Die Another Day, the James Bond movie.
Okay.
He also did XXX, State of the Union, with Ice Cube and Samuel L. Jackson, Willem Dafoe.
Random.
He did Next with Nicolas Cage, Julianne Moore, and Jessica Biel. So he's done some pretty big ones.
Still
do any of these movies sound like my jam?
Well, they're all pretty big names.
All right.
Anyway, okay, so it was in this year that this famous Hollywood film director was arrested in a transvestite prostitution sting, and he was the transvestite prostitute.
Oh, my gosh, I did not remember any of this.
He was able to get the solicitation charge dropped after pleading no contest to misdemeanor trespassing. He was placed on 3 years probation and not allowed to loiter, congregate in alleys, or accept rides with the intent to engage in prostitution.
Sarah, does that ring a bell?
No, it does not.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
I can't believe I don't remember that.
All right, here we go. Same year.
Yeah.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt was named the top baby born this year. Shiloh was the first biological child of A-list couple Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
I'm sorry, we're ranking children's births.
Yeah.
Number one, birth of the year.
Most
coming
popular.
In at number two is...
Same year.
Hannah Montana debuted on the Disney Channel. This is
Year-old sensation Hannah Montana continues her smash tour with another sold-out show tomorrow night in Los Angeles.
I'm gonna take my time, yeah. I'm still getting it right. This is life.
Woo! Did you hear that? Sold out in Los Angeles. Woo!
Is that Billy Ray Cyrus'
yes.
dad? That's so funny.
Wow.
She sounds so young.
Doesn't she?
Oh, my gosh, Miley.
It was the same year that 30 Rock, Dexter, and Ugly Betty also debuted.
Ooh,
wow.
30 Rock, Dexter, and Ugly Betty.
Forget about all that because this is the only clue that you're going to need to know. Sarah, when you were a young Sarah Catherine Osborne, who did you love more than life itself?
J.C. Chazet or Lance Bass?
Which one of those two did you love the most?
Lance Bass.
Okay.
Well, like, I really loved JC the most, but I knew that I had no chance with him, so I was more confident to say I loved Lance Bass.
Well, honey, I got news for you. You had no chance. With,
no.
You had far greater chance of JC than you did with Lance.
With
because it was on this year that Lance Bass revealed he's gay. And the funny thing is, before he actually came out, he told Britney Spears that he was gay for the first time. This is a great story.
I remember you telling me that Britney Spears was the first person, one of the first people that you came out to.
Yes.
What was her reaction and what was that moment like? Do you remember where you were?
I was. It was the night that she got married the first time. Yeah. In
Vegas. To Jason Alexander.
Jason, yeah.
Okay.
So I went up to Vegas to, you know, kind of see the craziness that was happening. And she was a little upset once she realized what she had done. And it was, you know, it was a funny thing. And then she started like really crying and like she was so upset. And so I took her to her room and we were sitting on the bed and I was like, and she wouldn't stop crying. So I was like, I'm gay.
Because you were trying to give her something.
Yeah, and it made her stop crying. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And was she so sweet and supportive?
Yeah, she chuckled. Yeah.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah.
Do you remember that whole thing when she married that Jason Alexander
guy? Yeah.
The whole time, I thought she married the dude from Seinfeld.
Wow, a lot of people did.
Do you remember? I was like, oh, yeah. My God. I was like, good for him. There's chances for us. Man.
Same year, one of my favorite movies came out. I was obsessed with the show, Ali G on HBO. And Sacha Baron Cohen finally released Borat, which topped the box office, sparking a lot of controversy, but he did win a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy.
What kind of music you listen to?
I like very much a Corky Buček. You know Corky Buček? Bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, ding, 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 ding. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, ding, 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 ding.
Before you speak it.
Can you teach me a speaker like you?
What are you trying to say?
How you say, how do you do?
What's up with it?
What's that with it?
Oh my gosh, man. Time and a place.
And the number one song on the radio on this day, January the 9th, I challenge you to remember this song.
Remember us at our best. And don't forget about late nights.
Anybody?
It's Mariah Carey.
Sure.
But was this one of her singles?
One of her singles, it was a number one song.
Do you remember it?
Barely.
So do I. It was this when Mariah was like going through some little rough phases.
What year was that, Alex?
Well, I'm feeling like 2004-ish or something like that. I mean, because it just, the clip that you played from Borat was like, yeah, it was like a 2004 or 2005. 2005, I'm just staying there.
I'm going to go 2007.
Oh!
But it could be 2006. It's based off the Ugly Betty clue.
All right, let's lock it in. Alex Franco?
2005 for me, sir.
I'll do 2007. And then you're going to go, you guys should have done right in the middle because it's 2006.
Is it really?
The director of the James Bond movie, Die Another Day, was arrested in a transvestite prostitution sting where he was a transvestite prostitute.
Random.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt was the top baby born this year. Hannah Montana debuted on the Disney Channel. NSYNC's Lance Bass came out. Borat topped the box office. Don't forget about us. From Mariah Carey was number one. On this day, January the 9th, Alex said 2005. Sarah said 2007. You guys should have split the difference
because
it was 2006.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. We both said it, man.
Oh,
Sarah.
Man. That is so funny.
I know.
Dude.
It should have been.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.